It's human nature to assign certain attitudes and stereotypes about others. When we meet someone for the first time, without conscious thought, we instantly assign an individual to a particular social group, and our attitude about that particular group can potentially influence how we think and interact with that person. You know, even at a subconscious level, we might even place higher or lesser value on them if they're different than us. This is what's called implicit bias, and those experiences, well, they can be positive or negative. I'd like to talk about diversity and inclusion training in the workplace, but I'd like to take a step back a moment and share my personal thoughts about implicit bias, diversity, and inclusion. And please hear me out, because I don't identify as a social justice warrior. I'm a graduate student, a lifelong learner, trying to make a positive impact in the world by designing learning experiences and sharing my ideas with you. Chances are, you've dealt with some form of implicit bias at some point in your life. Maybe it was related to your age, gender, race, or profession. If the experience was negative, maybe you decided to shrug the whole thing off. Or maybe that experience was heartbreaking. Do you know what it feels like to be a worker with a disability? Do you know what it feels like to be the only person of color at the office? Do you know what it feels like to be disparaged in front of colleagues because of your gender? Now, there's been a lot of discussion recently about implicit bias training in the workplace, and, you know, there's highly respected professionals who insist there's absolutely no value in this kind of training, that it's politically motivated, being used for nefarious purposes, an assault on one's freedom. I'd like to know, whose freedom are they talking about? Because from my perspective, being dismissive about the value of implicit bias training in an effort to reduce prejudice is a quintessential element of privilege. Do you know what it feels like to be bullied or harassed at school or work just because you look different than everyone else? I do. I was in the third grade, and I learned on the playground that I was inferior because of my skin color. A fact pointed out to me by a golden-haired female classmate who explained to me that because I was brown, I was lucky to be at the school. In a single moment, with her words, she had the power to change her classmates' perception of me, and that opinion of me, it carried on for years. Kids can be so cruel. The uncomfortable truth is that adults can be just as cruel. That painful experience, it shaped my thinking about privilege and prejudice, diversity and equity, and I've been able to shatter stereotypes because I identify as a victor, not a victim. I'd say the key to shattering stereotypes is to never give up. Point out problems, but avoid complaining about them. Talk about the solutions instead. And above all, in the face of implicit or explicit bias, strive for dignity and grace. Always. These are the characteristics of an authentic leader, a precious asset for any corporation. I think it's time for corporations to take a careful look at the overall effectiveness of their diversity and inclusion training programs. Are they being measured? Does it include implicit bias training? Whose voice is represented? Who drives the conversation about diversity, inclusion, and equity in the workplace? The victim or the victor? Studies have shown that implicit bias in the workplace, it often leads to unintentional discriminatory comments or behavior, harassment, a general lack of professionalism, and even hostile work environments that can negatively impact an organization's bottom line. For those who say there's absolutely no value in implicit bias training, I say it depends on the content and delivery of the training. Many diversity and inclusion training programs of today are still being delivered like they were back in 1982. Mandatory classroom training sessions, focus groups, and content that uses guilt to affect change. This is a recipe for disaster. Corporations are setting themselves up for failure and potentially creating a workplace culture of guilt instead of equity, resentment instead of empathy. In our digital age, corporations can deliver effective and measurable diversity and inclusion training by leveraging modern-day instructional design frameworks and pairing it with virtual reality technology. In the past 20 years, there's been a wealth of scientific research about the effectiveness of virtual reality for cognitive behavioral training. And there's been an increasing momentum in the development of virtual reality training programs because of its immersive power and the ability to accurately measure data. I think virtual reality is the perfect solution to revamp diversity and inclusion training programs because it offers the experience to step into the shoes of another person. Immersed in another person's world, one is better able to understand the perspective of others. During the VR training, data can be collected on responses to bias workplace scenarios and how the response changes or stays the same over time. I believe virtual reality can trigger the empathy necessary to reduce workplace harassment, increase morale, and improve recruitment and retention. All of these things will positively impact an organization's bottom line. If stakeholders understand the learning goals and the gradual progression of a VR-based diversity and inclusion training program, there's no better way to educate others about a difficult subject than to have them experience it for themselves within an immersive VR environment. Thanks for listening to the Harmonic Stream podcast. Have an amazing day.